The Alaska House passed a bill today that would allow the state government to issue bonds to pay off tax credits to oil and gas companies. The state owes the companies more than $800 million in tax credits. The bill would allow the state to pay the credits off quickly. Anchorage Independent Representative Jason Gren says this will allow more investment for oil exploration and development.
Let's do it in a way that directly addresses the uncertainty, particularly for small and independent oil and gas exploration companies. Getting these tax credits off our books in a shorter timeline frees up those frozen credit markets. It allows new development to continue, and it provides certainty in a time when our economy needs it most.
State payments for the credits slowed as oil prices fell, but companies have said the delayed payments have hurt development. Both industry and labor unions supported the bill. Juneau Democratic Representative Sam Keto III opposed it. He says the state shouldn't commit to paying the tax credits early when state spending exceeds state revenue.
I can't say that we have our fiscal house in order.
The state would receive a discount of roughly 5 to 10 cents on the dollar to cover the cost of issuing the bonds. The vote on the bill was 23 to 15. Most members of the mostly Democratic majority voted against the measure. All but two members of the Republican minority, David Eastman of Wasilla and Mark Newman of Big Lake, voted for it. The bill now heads to the Senate.